You know, it would never fail. Daddy would surprise me. Never fail. I remember one time I was walking down the street and Daddy pulled up in the truck and said, "Son, get in, I need some company." So I got in the truck. I said, "Where you headed?" He said, "I'm going down to the newspaper." I said, "The newspaper?" He said, "Yeah, I need to put me an ad in the wall ad." Put an ad in there that says, "Wanted. Gray spotted cat. Last seen in the vicinity of Greenbelt. $10,000 reward offered. Just call Oscar Grease Benetti. And then I'm going to put the note." I said, "Tessie, you ain't putting no $10,000. Gray speckled cat." He said, "Yeah, Trixie Hicks cat's missing it." He said, "Oh, here we are, son." I said, "Daddy, come on, you lying, though. You lying." Well, we walked into the newspaper, and sure enough, Daddy went into the classified window, took out his wallet, took out the money for the ad. He said, "Yes, ma'am, you put that just like that. Gray spotted cat, last seen in the vicinity of Greenbelt, $10,000 reward offered. Contact Oscar Grease Benetti at this telephone number here." I said, "Daddy, I am surprised at you. I didn't think you had that kind of..." "Well, I'm impressed, Dad. That's all I can say." He said, "Come on, we got to get home." Sure enough, the paper come out. Trixie Hicks seen that ad in there. She said, "Oscar, you know how much that cat means to me. And you go $10,000 like that in the paper with your home phone number in there? Oscar, I never allowed you any fudge packet before, but I tell you what, man, I know you want to go ahead. Tell him. That's the thing, nigga. Whoa." He said, "What about my son?" She said, "Sure, and you know you want a little bit out of here. Whoa. Yeah, your daddy's a good man, boy. Your daddy is a good man. Whoa. Yeah." He said, "Trixie, what about a snarler?" She said, "What about it? It'd be my pleasure. Man, how about a little regular hobble, too?" She said, "Oscar, I never thought I'd say this to you, but I think I love you. I think I'm dead. Oh, yeah." Well, I tell you what, that was an afternoon to remember. We both left there soaked with sweat, smoking camels, faces glistening like glazed donuts. I mean, we did so much hobbity-wobbity-gee. Then for about 3 days after, whenever I achieve a shingle, I just sound like this. And I remember when we climbed back in the truck and drive back home, I said, "That sure was some sweet hobbity-gee, Daddy, but suppose somebody finds that cat. $10,000, that's a lot of money." He said, "Hail, son." He spat out the window. He said, "I drowned that thing yesterday."
Oh, no!